time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess two things, the tune that's hidden in there and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Eileen Pollock is on the phone from New York City. Eileen, welcome.
Hi.
Great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Eileen, where in New York do you live? Are you right in Manhattan?
I am quite close to Lincoln Center on West End Avenue.
Ah, so lots of great music all around you.
Yes.
And are you a musician yourself?
No, but I have studied voice quite a number of years, and I attend many classical music concerts, and I have taken evening classes at Juilliard.
Well, you know, you can be a singer and a musician at the same time. What kind of singing do you do?
Well, when I was studying voice, I did a lot of Schubert Lieder, and I did a lot of Mozart, and Schubert, Schumann, Brahms.
All the classics right there, yeah. Well, Eileen, Bruce has a piano puzzler for you here. Your job, of course, to name the tune and the composer that he's imitating. Now, I don't know what Bruce has in mind here either, so if you get stuck on either the tune or the composer, we can try to brainstorm on this together if you like.
Okay,
Eileen, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Well, that was lovely.
Thank you.
Whatever it was. Eileen, what do you think?
Well, at first I thought that rhapsodic style was Brahms.
You're as close as you could be without it being who I was thinking of.
Really?
Yes, it's somebody who influenced Brahms and set up his career. And,
oh, Schumann,
yes,
of course.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Robert Schumann.
Yes, and I think probably you thought Brahms first because everybody thinks of Brahms first, you know, and Schumann second.
Were there any quotes from Schumann, or was this really just in the style of Robert Schumann?
The only thing I could call a quote is that this actual bass line is... it's Schumann's. And then the voice leading, which means how you take individual lines and move them, like some... the chromaticism of the inner voices of the harmonies is very Schumann. In fact, I picked Schumann because in order to set this tune, which we have not identified, I needed a composer who used some extraordinary chromatic harmonies because this tune gave me a problem, which I needed to solve, and Schumann could solve it for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, Eileen, what about that tune?
That tune I could not recognize, but I heard the sourness, and so it sort of threw me off. It was like strange.
It is a strange tune. And I would say for a pop tune, and this is a popular song, it is one of the most unusual pop tunes in terms of the actual choice of notes. It's extremely chromatic, and it's kind of a dissonant tune.
Oh, do you think you could play part of it again?
I'm sure I could.
Thank you.
Here we go. I'll start at the beginning. Now the tune starts again. The tune starts over.
Sounds like you're singing along with it, Eileen.
Good. You're doing very well there.
That's it.
I'm still using the wrong harmonies here. Yeah, you got
There's
it.
Something which I'm just not putting it together.
Well, as a New Yorker, you could actually do what this song suggests.
Oh, let's take the A train.
Right, that's right. See, now when you hear this tune, there are not a lot of composers of the Romantic period that could really set this and still stay in their style. To do it as Prokofiev or Shostakovich or Stravinsky would not actually have been as interesting because they were contemporaries of the guy who wrote this, Billy Strayhorn.
So take the A Train, the old Billy Strayhorn tune, in the style of Robert Schumann, as put together in the mind of Bruce Adolph. And Eileen, well done. You got the tune. You got the composer. Way to go.
Oh, thank you.
Eileen Pollock in New York City. What's your radio station?
WQXR.
WQXR. Eileen Pollock in New York. Thanks so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.